and welcome to the Accountants Connection Show for September, and welcome to spring. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Michael. How are you doing?
Very good. Spring has sprung. It's been beautiful weather after a week of winds and storm.
It's been a little wild and woolly, but I've noticed some leaves starting to poke through on the deciduous tree behind, so that's always a good sign.
Yes, yes. My mandarins are starting to flower now, and it's very exciting. And we've got some great weather coming up too, so I'll just do the weather first off. So we've got max of 19 today. Thursday, minimum of 13, max of 23 with some showers. Friday, minimum of 17, max of 25. Beautiful with some showers, though. Saturday, minimum of 9, max of 19. Chance of showers as well. Sunday, minimum of 8, max of 18. Showers as well. Monday, max of 17, minimum of 8. So a bit of a mixed bag this week, but that's, what day was that? That was a Friday, max of 25. Sounds like a good day to go do some gardening.
Bring it on.
Absolutely. Now we've got a great show today. We've got some special guests in the studio too from the Yarba. We're also going to hear from our youth team around what's happening in their space and also from libraries. And we have a huge amount of community events happening in September, October. So Kelly, going to finish the show with a big shout out to all those great festivals and events happening in the coming months as well.
Sounds great, Michael. And first up, we have the wonderful Karen and Reggie sitting across the desk from us here today at the studio from Yarva. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hi, thank you. Lovely to be back.
And can you believe it's been 12 months since we chatted about open studios?
No, I cannot believe that.
Time flies when you're having fun. I was driving out to the studio and thinking, oh my goodness, it doesn't seem like 12 months, but here we are. Tell us a little bit about Yarva, if our listeners aren't familiar. What do you do down there?
What do we do? Well, look, Yarva is a gallery and arts hub. So it's basically a beautiful gallery in the middle of Healesville, up some stairs and looking out over the town. And we're a hub where people come and share their ideas. They come and discuss their ideas. We auspice projects. People meet up. We have gallery guides who come and do a little bit of training, and then they staff the gallery for us. But basically we have exhibitions every month, and then people coalesce in that space to discuss everything arty and creative.
Yeah, and look, the number of different exhibitions you have there, it never ceases to amaze me. I've been fortunate enough to visit quite a few over the years, and just the variety of artworks that you've got, and you've got that little corner, you've got the little knickknacks of the local arts and wares as well, so that's always something to see. And I know the team's been pretty busy because open studios is on the horizon.
It is looming fast, and Reggie has been coordinating open studios for quite a while now, so she's like the guru of open studios, and she's passing the baton over to another of our wonderful members, Gabby. So Reggie might like to talk about open studios.
Yeah.
Well, I've been working closely with Gabby. She's amazing. She's got a lot of community organisation experience. So we've been working together to bring you open studios this year. So this year we've got 31 artists who are opening their studios. You can go and have a look at how they work, where they work. Some of them are in their lounge room. They work in their lounge room. Some of them in their spare bedroom. Some on the balcony. Some of them have beautiful purpose-built studios. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, and it's a really amazing opportunity to, I guess, delve into the private world of our creatives as well.
Exactly, and the artists really look forward to it every year. You know, they see that it's something for them to work towards every year, so they make bespoke pieces for that time. They'll have different sort of price points, and, you know, you'll be able to see how they work. There'll be something on the go, and you'll be able to ask questions, and that's really interesting. So a lot of the visitors we get are other artists or just art lovers who just come away inspired.
Yeah, and that conversation, that ability to be able to have a chat to someone as they're sculpting or as they're painting or doing their lino cuts, quite unique, isn't it?
It is, that's right. And this year we'll also be running our little bus tours again. We started that last year. So we've got a mini bus for, you know, a select group of 10 or 11 people.
VIPs.
VIPs, that's right. So if you don't want to drive yourself around, you can book a ticket on the bus. us, and you'll be joining other like-minded art lovers going to see the artists. And one of the feedback things we got from last year's bus tour, it was the first year we ran it, and we had one family who did four tours. So they were really keen. They were here for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
They saw all the artists, and they said it was just amazing because some of the artists they wouldn't have picked to go and see because they weren't sure of what they were doing or perhaps not up their alley. But they found those artists were really interesting. So, you know, they still got a lot out of the tour and they just came away amazed.
It's amazing. And having been on the bus tour and having those conversations...
Yeah.
With the people in the bus between
well,
those studios,
right.
Just like in talking
yes.
about the experience. And
yes, yes.
That's just amazing.
And
as well.
We also try to have a knowledgeable person on board as a guide, and they can give the people on the bus a little bit of a preview of what the artists, you know, their history and that sort of thing, so that when they get to the studio, they can have a good look around, chat to the artists, and they already know some background.
Yes.
So we do that for them as well.
And it's awesome knowing that you've got like 31 artists.
Yes.
Across 2 weekends, isn't it?
Two weekends, that's right. So we have the Yarra Valley weekend, which is the 12th and 13th of October. And I think we've got about 16 in that weekend. And that ranges from potterers, painters, lino prints, textile art, weaving, what else? I think the both photographers are up in the Warburton area.
Mm-hmm.
So then the second weekend is the 26th and 27th of October up along the Warburton Highway. So there we've got, you know, the same gamut of painters, but we've got two photographers there as well.
Yeah.
Two? Three, actually. Sorry, three, yeah. So, yeah.
And the other thing is that Yarra Ranges Tourism have acknowledged that open studios is a huge driver of visitation to the region. So we have our open studios, Yarra Valley Open Studios in October, but there's also Dandenong Ranges Open Studios and Nillumbik Open Studios. So, but they all happen at different times of the year. And it brings a lot of people to the region who come not just for food and wine, but to enjoy a whole range of other things and to just enjoy looking at art and, you know, soak up that creativity and get a little kind of boost of creativity, shot in the arm.
It's such a unique experience to go into somebody's own little house or own little private studio and see them, their workspace, and feel that place as well. And,
exactly,
and like you said, it's such much inspiring for people who are thinking about going on that journey and seeing what it can look like and seeing the possibilities.
And
of
a lot of
go.
People follow people online, but they can actually go and meet them.
It's like putting on a curtain and going,
yeah, exactly right.
It's so exciting for people.
Yeah. And as I say, the artists really love it as well. They're exhausted after the weekend, but it's worth it.
We can say from first-hand experience, I'm across in the hills, and every year we try. I wish we did have a bus tour over there, because to try and get around to all of the artists, you really have to map it out, because it's such an opportunity. But we know which ones to go to first, because it's like, oh, their pieces often sell out. We need to to get there and see Jenny first. And and we've opened up our home as well, and it's really amazing, particularly the young people that come in and connect with the artist and ask questions. And no question's a silly question, because you're in a safe space, and it's just incredible to see. And that inner working and that little inner sanctum too of those private studios. It's, and like you say, Karen, it brings people to the region. And it's a real great weekend.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's wonderful. And, you know, then they can still go to a cafe and, you know, have some lunch or whatever, enjoy the area. But they'll be seeing parts of the area that they probably wouldn't see if they're just driving along the main roads, you know, little secret pockets. And the views from most of these studios are amazing.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to find out more about the bus tour, if they want to get one of these VIP seats or find out more about the map and,
well,
and the information.
We have the maps around the place. Yarra is the place to get them, but they're sort of spread around. We get our artists to spread the maps around, so you should see them. But we're also online. So if you look at yarra.org.au and what's on Open Studios.
Fantastic.
And then we've got all the artists listed there. You can book a bus tour. And and you can see the exhibition as well.
Oh, amazing.
So there is an exhibition that's going to be happening in the gallery, and it's a sample of each artist's studio's work. So that's happening on the 26th of September till the 27th of October. And that's a great place to start your planning.
Yes.
Or you could do it from online.
Yep. Mm. Something for everyone.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, I mean, Open Studio's fabulous, but Yava's coming, like, I hear on the grapevine there's a bit of a special birthday coming up as well.
There is, and we're going to have our arty party on
love it.
The 9th of November at the Memo Hall, and that is actually celebrating 30 years of Yarra Valley Arts.
Wow.
So Yava is the brainchild of Yarra Valley Arts, and they've been going for 30 years, but that was when we were incorporated. So a like massive amount of history in that time. So it's dressing up, coming along, inspired by art, and there'll be music, and there'll be memories, there'll be slideshows, there'll be a photo booth, there'll be a DJ, and there'll be a lot of catching up to do with people who've been involved over all those years.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that.
That's amazing. Making me smile just thinking about that.
I'm just imagining the costumes coming out.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, there's the stipulation not everyone can come as Frida Kahlo.
Not everyone.
All in the same photo together. All the Fridas together.
Yeah.
Oh, love it, love it. Well, look, there's plenty to celebrate. Open Studio is coming up, obviously, on the 12th and 13th of October for the Yarra Valley region, and the 26th and 27th of October for the Upper Yarra area. If you'd like to find out more, jump online www.yarva.org.au or pop into the hub at Marina Highway.
Marina Highway.
Upstairs there. And really appreciate Karen and Reggie your time here in the studio, and sending your positive vibes for another successful Open Studios.
Thank you so much for supporting arts, which is so important.
I think people are really keen about that bus tour. I think you'd get in quickly because I'm sure they'll book out.
Yes, they're already starting to be booked.
So do it now.
And they're only small buses.
Yes,
so.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We have a Bad Religion song coming next. And also after that, Youth Voice with our youth officer from Council, Sophie.
Yarra Ranges Council Youth Team, where I do lots of fun and really important work championing and elevating the voices of young people in the region. I'm calling in today from beautiful Wurundjeri country. It's nice and sunny, and I'm really, really excited to be chatting to you about some upcoming opportunities in celebration of Youth Fest, which is an annual celebration that champions the voices of young people throughout the state. I've also got some information around caretaker period, which is coming up. So at Yarra Ranges Youth, a key way that we get in touch or let people in our community know about the opportunities that are coming up in the region is through our social media at Yarra Ranges Youth. But across caretaker period throughout the council elections, we are not going to be posting on socials, and I'll be chatting to you a little bit about what that means and where you can find some other information if you need. But first off, let's keep it really exciting and chat about Youth Fest. So Youth Fest is an annual celebration that champions young people throughout the state and amplifies their voices through youth-led art, culture, community, and sporting events. So Youth Fest really is a month throughout the month of September, really, of celebrating young people, their achievements, and how important they are. We know that, and it's a really, I think, it's really exciting that we get this opportunity to celebrate young Victorians and all that they contribute to, and how they change our culture and community and future as agents of change in our and their communities. So Youth Fest, throughout the month, a Youth Fest empowers young Victorians to showcase their creativity and build strong connections with their peers and communities. You can find out more at dffh.vic.gov.au. So that's the Department of Families, Fairness and Housing. But we've got some really, really exciting opportunities upcoming in the Yarra Ranges, one of which our freezer crew will be contributing towards, and I'm really excited, and they are also really excited. So we've got Hilltop Festival coming up on the 15th of September, so Sunday the 15th of September, between 12 and 8 p.m. Hilltop Festival is really, really exciting because it is a small but genuine music festival with in a really sweet little public hall at Alinda at the top of the Dandenong Ranges. So Hilltop was originally conceived to give Mombolt College high school students, the music students, an authentic performance opportunity to be witnessed by family and friends and also professionals and community is a really, really, really empowering opportunity. And so from there, Hilltop Festival has been born. And this is the second year of Hilltop Music Festival. And from all accounts, it really was amazing last year. And it really highlighted the talents of young people in the region, which is really, really cool. It's a joyous celebration of music held in Alinda and is a family-friendly event that sees talented and really courageous young people performing alongside professional musicians. So come and scoff some delicious food, revel in the buzz of live music, and come say hi to our freezer crew at our youth store that we're running. So Freezer is a program that supports young people to run events, music events often, but also cultural and arts events for young people by young people in the region. And we run a little Freezer crew out of Belgrave and our opportunity to dream and to make it happen with support from us in the youth team through the Freezer program, which again is a DFFH funded program, much like Youth Fest. So our Freezer crew have drawn these amazing designs. So we'll have a temporary tattoo station. We will have glitter, we will have badge making and some really great resources if you're interested in hearing more about opportunities for young people in the region. So come and say hey at Hilltop Festival, run by Mombolt College Parents and Friends. We are really, really proud to be supporting it and hope to see you there. Also in September, there is the Valley Youth Fest in the Upper Yarra, run by Yarra Valley ECOS. So on the 13th of September between 4 and 9pm, and also run in conjunction with Body Image and Eating Disorders Awareness Week, ECOS are presenting Valley Youth Fest, showcasing young local musical talent from across the Yarra Ranges with performers like Both, Jada Jean, Misfits, theatre students and more. There will be special guests, speakers, information activities, including jigsaw jumps and stalls to educate young people and their families around healthy choices for healthy bodies, but also at providing this opportunity to enjoy the talents of young people in the region and to connect with other young people in the region. I've seen Both perform and I've heard amazing things about Jada Jean as well as Misfits Theatre. So I know that this is set to be such a sweet event and also a really great opportunity to witness some of, like, some super talented young people in the region. So let me know how you go at that if you do go, but all the best, ECOS, and I really look forward to, to hearing about and continuing to support your work and Valley Youth Fest. It's really, really exciting. In October, celebrating the Ooky Spooky Month of and Day of Halloween, Siri are running a Halloween street party also in Yarra Junction. So between 4 and 7pm on the 31st of October, the Halloween street party is set to take place. So the Yarra Junction Halloween street party is an annual celebration held on Main Street in Yarra Junction. It takes place on October 31st, transforming the heart of Yarra Junction into a spooky and festive gathering. Yarra Junction Halloween street party boosts local tourism and also supports the economy and again provides a really great opportunity for young people to be young people in the region, which I really, really love. So families and young people can create lasting memories and young people can enjoy the joy of Halloween in a safe and friendly environment, bringing the community together. So that's Halloween Street Party run by Siri on the 31st of October, 4 to 7pm in Yarra Junction, which again, a really, really exciting opportunity. Halloween is a big month. Some of our Freezer crew are working on a Halloween like movie theatre screening night, which I am really excited for. So check out our socials, Yarra Rangers Youth, where we promote opportunities like this and let you know about opportunities that are upcoming. But a big congratulations to all of these events and organisers throughout Youth Fest. It's a really, really exciting opportunity and I'm really proud of all that the Yarra Rangers does to support and celebrate and empower young people. On to caretaker period, which is coming up. So the Yarra Rangers Youth Socials are going offline from the 16th of September to the 26th of October for the council election period. So I'm quite new to council, so this is my first council election period, and I've been learning a lot about what that means. The council election period starts on September 16th and ends on October the 26th. So we will be going offline. Council election period is a time when people living in a council area, such as us in the Yarra Ranges, where we vote on leaders that we would like to represent them. These leaders are called councillors. The council election period is also known as caretaker period within council. And I like caretaker period because it is that reminder for us to take care. So you might be wondering why that means we have to stop posting on social media. Well, in short, we're influencers, which is to say that the the content we share might and could impact voters. So to keep this as impartial and as democratic of a process as possible, council staff need to be impartial and not influence the election in any way. So our social media could benefit the councillor's image, so we log off, which means that there's a month of no social media presence for us at Yarra Ranges Youth. So you can stay connected by reaching us at youth@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and you can also give us a call at 03 9294 6716 if you need to give us a call or an email. We'll still be very busy working on all of our programs and our services, but just without our social media posts. So we will be back again on October 27th. You can check out our website at Yarra Ranges Council Youth if you need or some information as to what our programs are, or if you have questions or you need to get in touch with us. You can do all of that through our website. And I'll just leave us today for this little segment. Thank you for joining me. With some information about Kids Helpline, just as a reminder about them as a really essential support, free support and counselling service to people aged 5 to 25. So if you are or you know a young person, then Kids Helpline is really great to have at the top of your mind in case you need or they need support. Counselling can help you manage tricky emotions, problem solve things happening in your life, and can help you to learn new coping skills and strategies to improve your mental health and well-being. Kids Helpline is a really great private and confidential service where you can talk to them about anything, big or small, serious or silly, easy or complicated, long or short, bad or good, in the past, future or now. They're open 24/7 for phone counselling, and it's a free call and the fastest way to get help. You can call 1-800-55-1800 if you need support, or you can go to their website at kidshelpline.com.au where you can web chat if you have a preference for that. So definitely if you need or if you know a young person aged between 5 and 25 who needs support, then Kids Helpline is a really great and important service to refer them to. Like I said, it's a free, private, confidential phone call or web chat. You can check out their website or give them a call, 1-800-55-1800. Thank you all for joining me for this very brief segment today, highlighting some of the exciting opportunities upcoming in the Yarra Ranges throughout Youth Fest. I've been Sophie from the Yarra Valley FM, from the Yarra Ranges Council Youth Team, and you've been listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I'll see you around and have a lovely day.
Saw rainbows in my eyes, but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow, a candlelight burning on a mistletoe, but now that you've turned the lights down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble, used to apart, shadow boxing in the dark.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome here tonight to join us here at the Pavilion Room. It's very exciting.
And we're back at the Council Connection show. What a beautiful song, Kelly.
I was just toe-tapping there. I couldn't help myself.
Next up, I've got a little conversation with myself and Rachel. We pre-recorded at the Yarra Junction Library. Things will be at the library. And then to finish off the show, Kelly and I are going to do some huge shout-outs for all the events coming up in the next few months. But here we are with Rachel at the Yarra Junction Library.
Welcome here on site at Yarra Junction Library, and you've got some great things coming up for your guest stars from basketball and to your regular programs. What's on for libraries coming up?
Yes, so we have basketball player Brad Bridgewater coming in on Monday the 30th of September at 2 o'clock at the library. He's going to come and do a talk and tell us about his life, which has been really interesting. He's played basketball for different teams and he's currently police officer, and then we're going to move across to the Yarra Centre where they can have a bit of a play on the basketball courts.
Awesome.
And you can give them some tips and a bit of a little workshop as well.
Yeah, beautiful. You played America for university?
Yes.
Louisiana University?
Yes, that's right.
Big leagues there. Yeah.
That's really great that we're able to have him come in and do a talk with us. It's wonderful.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
What's up next?
We have some of our regular events. So our round film is on the second Wednesday of every month at 11 a.m. You can pop in and see what movie we're going to be playing in the lead up. I have my story time sessions. I do three times a week. We do Monday 10 a.m. for our family age, which is 0 to 6 years old.
Yes.
Our tiny talks on Tuesday at 11 a.m. for 0 to 1 year old, and also our toddler session on Thursdays at 11, which is 1 to 3 year old. So they're always great, and they run during the school terms.
Yep, heaps of stories. And now back to the movies too. So what we previously streamed? Some highlights.
We had The Whale.
Oh, yes.
One of them.
Yep.
So that one was quite an interesting one.
Yeah.
But that has some good feedback as well. And I don't know what is picked just yet for.
So yeah, who picks the movies?
That's Jane. One of our lovely staff members.
Oh,
she'll
lovely.
Have a browse and see what's new and what's
yep.
out to see.
Lovely.
We'll appeal to the community.
Yeah.
You can always call up in the lead up or pop in and we'll have a display.
Check it. We'll pitch in your favourite movie idea.
That's it.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes. And we also have our tech sessions with our wonderful Stephanie that run on Monday afternoons, Wednesday mornings and Thursday afternoons that people can book in for and get tech help on their phones or laptops, tablets, all sorts of
things. It's great. Just like one-on-one
yes.
conversations. So you've got your phone, you're like, I've got a new phone, I'm not quite sure how to use it. And especially with a lot of tech scamming and email scams now, and there's a lot of stuff going on, so it's great to have a conversation about how to stay safe.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Stephanie's very good at that, navigating the new devices or if they need help with a particular app, or sometimes people have their online appointments instead of in person, she
yes.
can help get them set up for that.
Which is great. Every now there's an app for that.
Yes.
So everybody's online banking, you know, the Yarra Centre, now they're bookings with the app online as well, so every place is Centrelink.
Yeah.
Everything. And the library has great apps too, so it's great to learn that stuff as well.
Yes, definitely. And we have the free Wi-Fi here that people
yes.
can connect and make it a bit easier for them.
Yeah, and heating cooling too.
Yes, it is quite nice here in the winter. It gets toasty warm and then nice and cool in the summertime, so it's a great place to hang out.
It really is, yeah.
Yes. And then we've also got some wonderful things coming up at Hillsville Library. They have an author talk coming up for Alex E. Clark, and that is on Thursday the 5th of September at 4 p.m. And Alex is a Zion author who runs an annual Halloween-themed event. So they can pop along to that and get some creativity going.
Yeah, fantastic. They seem to be going great. They've been going for quite a few years now, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
And Sabina's very passionate about that
yes.
over at Hillsville. So she does some fantastic events, and she's done some workshops over here at Yarra Glen, which have been, Yarra Junction,
yeah.
which have been a great hit with those that have attended. And
yeah, especially for the kids involved too, because it's not like it's a once-off thing. Like, it's been going quite a year, so they can actually really progress their skills and their experience and their passion around different storylines and different types of ways to use their scenes as well.
Yes,
yeah.
Sabina loves seeing people come back and seeing how they progress in their creativity and how they put together their pieces.
Yeah, it'd be amazing to have a scene exhibition of all those great scenes as well. I mean, there must
yes.
be so many great stories to share.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And another event coming up at Hillsville is Saving Money with Your Library, which is Tuesday the 10th of September at 2 p.m. So that's just going to showcase all the wonderful free resources that people
yes.
can access with their library memberships
mm-hmm.
to help save money. So we have Canopy, which is a streaming service.
So good. When I first signed up and I was going down, I was looking for some stuff, like really nice, friendly videos and stuff for my kids. And I was like, really great opportunities there, and some great classic movies too.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. That's something definitely worth utilising, and our free audiobooks and ebooks through Libby and Borrowbox are just some of the other examples. Getting onto the New York Times, your library membership.
It's amazing.
There's so many good options
there. Yeah, audiobooks too, because people often might buy an audiobook.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's free and you can borrow it and it's just...
Or you don't have to worry about an Audible subscription because that's another expense.
Exactly. Yes. They get expensive because they park and have Netflix and they've all the Spotify and they have Audible and stuff and got it free at the library.
Yeah, I love listening to my audiobooks and I can just get them all for free through the library, which is great because I go through them very quickly.
Which if you listen to a few Stephen Fry.
Yes, he is wonderful. Another event coming up at Healesville is Learn More About Scams with the Eastern Community Legal Centre, and that's Thursday the 12th of September at 2 p.m. And as you mentioned before, that's really important for people to know how to recognise scams when people get the phone calls or emails or texts. So they'll give you a bit of a run through about what to look for and when it's legitimate versus when it's not.
Yeah, and it's just getting, they're getting smarter and smarter. Really hard to do it.
Is.
Especially if you find, if you get an email or you get a text,
Just
go back to the direct website yourself and, or call out family yourself and ask that question. So don't click the link.
No, that's it. And they're very sneaky now. They'll claim to be Apple and they'll have the logos down the bottom.
It's really hard to actually see.
So that'll be very informative for those who are a bit unsure about how to recognise them.
Yeah.
One more at Healesville coming up is Quick and Easy Meals with Jill Hess, and that is on Thursday, 19th of September at 2 o'clock. And they're just going to be running through some really easy, quick, simple meals for people who are a bit time short and they want some nutritious meals.
Yeah, and a great little kitchen there at Healesville too.
Yes.
So good having that library.
Yeah, that is such a great item to have there because they really utilise it well for the community meals.
And the lunches as well. So good.
Yeah, and in the next couple of weeks our school holiday program will be released as well. They'll be online and also in the library, so you can pop in and see what activities we have coming up for kids during that holiday period.
Absolutely. And then also you guys are involved in connecting October's Halloween as well.
Siri will be running the street party again, and here at Yard Junction we'll be participating, so we'll be one of the stops on their scavenger hunt. And we had our first meeting for that. It looks like there'll be another huge night, expecting big crowds.
Growing. The first year's expected 500, a couple of thousand, they should have doubled that as well. So it's amazing seeing that event grow.
Yes, and such a great community event too, where people know they're going to be safe and their kids can still have fun and dress up and explore the area.
Yeah, and that's being a bit about feeling safe too, because if you're doing your street, it's a bit hard sometimes depending where you live as well, but most people don't do Halloween in Australia, so you're not going through a store and just a bit of potluck. We're here. It's a safe place. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yarra Centre involved as well, and like the traders. It's just an amazing community event.
Oh, yes. The Yarra Centre went all out with their haunted hallway last year.
Some stories.
Yes. I went down and visited. It was great, and we had the decorations here at the library, and I did story times, and it was such a great night to be part of.
Have you chosen a costume this year?
No, I haven't just yet. I've still got to decide. I've got to try and find something a bit spooky to wear.
Yes. Great silly kids dressed up as well. So, fantastic. Always at the library, you're always here.
Open up 2 days.
Now, what days are you open? 6 days a week?
Yes, we are. We're open Monday to Friday. Most weeknights we're open to 5:30, but Thursday is our late night. We're open until 7 p.m.
Yes.
Saturday we're just open 10 till 1, but our return shoot is always there for whenever people need to pop things back.
And it's a great place to pop in.
It is. And be a
place to stay, because there's not really opened many community spaces that are indoors in Yarra Junction at this place. It's a great place to just be able to hang out and have a read, meet a friend here.
Yeah, and sometimes the parents will meet up too when the weather's not so great outside and the playground's not an option anymore. They can come here and just hang out and just be.
Yep, it's a really beautiful place to be. Thanks so much for the updates. It's really exciting to hear all the stuff happening as well. But if people want to find out more, they can go to yourlibrary.com.
Yep, that's our library website. We have the section of What's On, where they can see our events coming up. We do have our spring What's On booklet just out, so they can pick that up from the library as well.
Yep.
There's so many fantastic things coming up in the next season.
Absolutely is. And from there you can find all the online resources too, so Canopy and Borrowbox.
Yeah.
And what's the audiobook one called again?
Libby,
thank you.
Yes, they're both fantastic, and that's in our digital and ebook tab as well. All sorts of resources there.
And welcome back to the Council Connection Show. Michael, I cannot believe how much is happening in the community at the moment as far as events go.
It is amazing, and all these amazing community groups and organisations running these events and putting them on for the rest of the community to enjoy. It's just incredible.
Something for everyone. So to kick things off, I guess we've had a little bit of a creative theme with Yava, Karen,
yes,
and Reggie earlier on. So I just wanted to give a shout out. We are calling, there's a call out for Yarra Rangers artists and creatives to express your interest in the 2025 Exhibitions and Creative Pathways program. So it's an opportunity to test some new ideas, maybe activate a space, have a residency at one of Council's cultural venues, maybe host some community workshops, or get creative with some collaborations with maybe some of your fellow local artists.
Beautiful.
So lots of opportunities there. If you wanted to find out more, we do have an upcoming information session. Happens to be on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. You can find out more by visiting Council's website on www.yarrarangers.vic.gov.au and just search in the top search bar Creative Pathways Program. Expressions of interest do close on Sunday the 6th of October. So if you're interested in finding out more, information session tomorrow, jump online. All local artists who live, work and play in the wonderful Yarra Rangers are invited to find out more.
Yeah, beautiful. And lots of amazing artists here in our Yarra Valley as well.
So lucky, so lucky. And, I mean, you can jump on too on the website. It shows examples of what previous artists have done through the program as well.
Bit of inspiration.
Lots of inspiration and so creative. And you're kind of only limited to your own imagination. So get on board, find out a little bit more. And we've also got... taking a little change of pace, we've got Making Food Fun. So it's an opportunity, a little community workshop for the whole family at the Hillsville Community Garden. So on Sunday the 29th of September between 10 and 11 a.m. Marcus from the garden down there is going to be running through some fun ways to get engaged with food and making food fun. So who doesn't want to do that? So
yes,
find out a little bit more on the Community Gardens Facebook page, or you can email the crew at hillsvillecg@gmail.com.
It's a beautiful community garden there.
It's so lovely. It's tucked away in a real little enchanted space there, down off River Street. And it's, you go in there and there's just beautiful, lush plots. But there's also some Indigenous pieces there. Mm. There's the community compost. Sometimes they're cooking up some pizza there as well. And it's just a lovely community vibe down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we've also got a lino printing workshop. Now, this is on the horizon. This is a couple of weekends, or a couple of Tuesdays, sorry, in October. But likely to book out. So, again, it's with our friends at Yava. So, Marinda Highway here in Hillsville. Learning all about the fundamentals of lino printing or expand your existing skills. And I've made a mistake. It's not at Yava. It's actually at Yarra Glen District Living and Learning Centre. I'd hate for you to turn up to Yava and they go, hang on a minute, what's going on? So, yeah, pop on down, reach out to the Yarra Glen and District Living and Learning Centre there. They'll be happy to book you in, but likely to book out quite quickly. So Tuesday the 8th and 15th of October, between 1 and 4pm. So something a little bit different.
Yeah, lovely.
What's happening in your patch?
Well, it's hard to keep up, but I'm going to have a little spiel of some great events coming up. But grab your pen and paper. But also you can just jump on the council website and search events, and you'll have all these details listed there as well. And if you are running an event, the council website's a great place to list your event so you can people can find out what's happening, where it's happening, and book their tickets too. But to start off, we've got the Warburton Burrung Festival on the Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of September. This is an amazing event of 14 exciting activities over 2 days, celebrating connection to country and community across in Warburton as well. So we have a welcome to country and spoken ceremony, Wurundjeri history telling by local elder, storytelling, the Burrung, traditional owners, cultural activities and games, a workshop with Mayor Ward, eco-inking with Annie as well. But there's so many great event activities happening. There's 14 in all. They're all free, but they are limited. So jump on and book your details. Book in now. So that's 14th and 15th of September. And, yeah, jump on the council website, Warburton Burrung River Fest as well. Great activity. And there's stuff happening across the state for that as well, but some great stuff locally. Coming up on the Sunday, the 6th of October, there's the Powhatan Market happening as well at the Powhatan Hall from 9 to 2 o'clock. Coming up as well is their Teddy Bears Picnic Tuesday the 22nd of October, the Yarra Junction Recreation Reserve. Come along and bring your teddy bears. They've got some great activities from the footy club to CFA. Series Services are running their activities there on the Oval. It's a great event. Your library's there doing storytelling. A fantastic day to come along and enjoy with your little kiddies. And
Michael, I can see you dusting off your very own teddy bear to pop
on. I would have to find my own little teddy bear from there. And some those teddy bear biscuits too. You know, the ones all shapes, they're just... Great day for that as well. But we also have some stuff happening at the Warburton Edible Community Garden as well on Saturday the 7th of September from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. There's some bricklaying workshop as well. It's a free workshop, but please book in. That's this Saturday, actually, from 9 till 12 o'clock, right in the heart of Warburton. There's a few events happening at ECOS as well, quite a few. There's the tree planting morning happening at ECOS. That's on this Sunday, the 6th of October, till 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. So learn how to planting trees, how to look after and prepare them. Particularly now, it's a great time to plant your trees in September when the weather's turned around and ready to warm up as well. And then we also have down at ECOS coming up, there's a gardening with biochar workshop. And that's happening on Friday the 6th of September from 5 to 6 p.m. as well, and on Saturday the 26th of October. So find out all about how to do biochar in your garden. Back out at Powhatan, there is a dance. The Powley Dance is on Saturday the 26th of October. 780s cover band at the Powley Hall. That's on at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are limited, so please book. You can find that out on the Powley website, on the Powhatan Facebook page, but also call Tracy on 0458 432 301. What else happening here? We have the Halloween Street Party in Yarra Junction run by Series Services as well. That's on Thursday the 31st of October from 4 to 7 o'clock. That event has been growing and growing.
That's
over
a
years.
Big one.
It is. They have some special show bags ready for people, but you have to register. They've got limited show bags, so please register. Last year they got sold out or booked out, so they are free, but you must register as well. But it's a great place to enjoy Halloween in a safe environment down the Halloween Street Party in Yarra Junction, the community hub there. But also there's the Yarra Centre are also getting on board with their spooky hallways, and the Your Library's come along as well doing some spooky storytelling and a barbecue as well. But a great day for the whole family there as well. What else are coming up? There's those events there. We have the school holidays activities. One is there's a free family day on the 19th of October at the Annika CYC Family Fun Day. That's on 47 Holdall Street. It's up just past the library there. You'll see it there. It's a private event there, but you can book in. It's free, but they've got an amazing campsite there. Normally school groups book that space out, but on the 19th of October, you can come in there. Some great activities come along. There's a food van. There's flying foxes. There's face painting. There's a petting zoo. There's inflatables. And there's huge and heaps of games to play as well. So that's a free event again, but please book. Spaces are limited. We have the Yarra Valley Spoken Word coming up on Friday the 13th of September at ECOS. The Teeny Weeny Stevies are coming to a tour as well at the Memo in Healesville this Saturday, the 7th of September, from 10:30 to 11:15. So please book that as well. Some spaces are limited. We have Yarra Valley Youth Fest coming up on Friday the 13th of September at ECOS. And Rhythms of the World at ECOS. So much happening at ECOS.
So much happening.
It is. That's on Saturday the 19th of October from 11 o'clock. Rhythms of the World is a fantastic event celebrating all cultural activities and music and food. It's going to be a fantastic event, as it always is. I went there last year, in the last few years, and it's just an amazing display of incredible artists, musicians, and fantastic food as well.
And aren't we lucky to be able to access that here in the Valley?
Ah, absolutely. And a few big celebrations coming up. The Warburton Tennis Club is turning 120 years old. They're doing a weekend celebration on Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of November. it's going to be a great event to celebrate such a historic place in Warburton. So get along to that as well. More details at their Facebook page. And the Riverfolk Festival is on October the 4th to the 6th. It's a staple in Warburton and for the Folk Festival in Victoria as well. Some amazing, amazing artists coming here. They're local and international. Tickets are limited and some great prices for locals as well. So get onto the Riverfolk Festival website and book now because they do sell out. And what else we got here? So many things. And one more time we're coming up with is that we have the Yarra Junction Primary School is celebrating 130 years.
Wow.
They have their 130th year birthday on the 1st of December from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Yarra Junction Primary School. Great event to come along and celebrate what's happening in the Yarra Junction. And I think that's it for us this week, this month, sorry. There's so much on, so much happening. So get along, check out the council website for all the events, and if you want to register as well, it's a great place to register your event and share the love in the community.
Absolutely. And have I got time? Have I got 10
yes.
seconds?
Go
cute, fluffy, furry platypus. So there
yes.
is an upcoming event. It is limited numbers, so we'll do a shout out in advance. But on Saturday the 19th of October between 5 and 8.30, there's a platypus survey. Evening happening. Huey, so Hillsville Environment Watch, have teamed up with Zoos Victoria and Melbourne Water and the Hillsville Sanctuary. So there's an opportunity to meet at the Badger Creek Hall to have a snack and a bit of a chat and then head out to the Yarra River to do some surveying of platypus.
That's it for this month, and we'll see you again.